Actor Anthony Mackie is currently handing out justice at every major movie theater in the country. His role as the superhero Falcon in Captain America: Civil War is a big part of that film's success. His next role centers on a different brand of justice. Anthony Mackie plays the role of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. in the new biopic, All the Way.
I urge you to enact President Kennedy's civil rights bill into law.
Ain't gonna be easy, Dr. King.
This president is gonna have to deliver, and we're gonna hold his feet to the fire till he does.
That movie will premiere this Saturday on HBO, and Anthony Mackie joins me now. Hi there.
Hey, Les. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wonder what difference you find in a script that's been adapted from a play, or if there is one, from a script that's maybe just been written for the screen, like, say, any of the Marvel films.
Being a play, The emphasis is always on the dialogue. It's always on character. You would hope that every great script, every script that you enjoy, would have the same characteristics as far as story, plot, character. But that's not always the case. Plays are usually much more dense in verbiage. So it's you have to basically take it and take all that stuff out and put in some visual stuff, some description, to help out the story moving along.
So I understand that you went and tapped into the archives at Morehouse to look into Martin Luther King Jr.'s background. And I wonder, what is that safe spot for you? What was the thing that you found or the thing that you learned that kind of opened up that character for you?
You know, it was his, ironically enough, it was his aggression. It was his eagerness to succeed with civil rights. The one thing about this movie that I loved so much when I read the script that I've never seen in a movie portraying Dr. King, he was a great politician, and he had the ability to negotiate and figure out how to get into circles and conversations with people that other people couldn't get into. And that was 100% because he had the ability of compromise. And, you know, living in the society that we live in, and, you know, compromise is the most offensive word in the English language right now. But Dr. King and LBJ mastered it in a way that they were able to get landmark opportunities passed in politics.
And I find it interesting that you're talking about the political side of Martin Luther King, because politics and diplomacy and compromise was something that LBJ has always been remembered for. So how did that work in your chemistry with Bryan Cranston? Did you find yourself actually having to sort of find a way around the character of LBJ or Bryan Cranston as an actor?
Not at all. You know, it's always say acting is a dangerous compromise. The interesting thing about it, you walk into a room with another actor and you never really know how they're going to respond. You never really know if they like to rehearse, if they know their line, in which way they work. So it's always at first a negotiation, you know, a feeling out of each other. And from that point, you can move on. But those first 2 days are pretty shaky. From the first moment I met Brian, I was impressed with his ability and his prowess as far as developing his character, and freedom with language and expression. And it's really interesting when looking at Dr. King and his relationship with LBJ. It was the same thing. I mean, they were truly Ali Frazier. Dr. King had a lot invested in Kennedy. And at the point in the movie in 1963, you know, the civil rights movement was teetering. It was at a point of no return. It was all or nothing. And the nonviolent movement was starting to fall apart, basically. And it was the same thing with LBJ. Once Kennedy was assassinated, LBJ was so insecure about deserving to be the president that they had this thing where they knew they needed each other, but they didn't know how to go at it, if they could trust each other. And Cranston and I, we really didn't know each other. So that uncomfortable nature between two actors, that inability to communicate, that learning, figuring each other out, comes across in the scenes, but it works instead of just being stagnant.
You know, I wonder how you picked up the speech pattern. You were born and raised in Louisiana. they're both Southern, but the Louisiana accent is very different than the Georgia accent. How did you study the speech patterns? And you know, Martin Luther King Jr. did have a trace of his Southern accent.
He did. Yeah, he did. And it was certain words that he would use where his accent would come out. But the thing that with Dr. King that was so important for me was, you know, he had this singing to his voice. He had this it was almost like a lilt. That was something I tried to capture, the stressing of words, and almost like speaking in iambic pentameter in a way that it hearkened of Shakespeare. So it wasn't so difficult for me to do.
But the government can't legislate what people feel in their heart. And he's right. The law can't make white folks love you, but the law can prevent them from lynching you. The law can prevent them from denying you a job and your child an education. Now, the law can ensure that you have the right to vote.
Amen.
I wonder, what do we learn coming away from this movie that we haven't learned in previous movies that featured MLK or LBJ, for that matter?
That we're still living in an LBJ society. What was really remarkable in the four and a half years that he was president, he was able to do more and publish more, get more into law than I would say any president. You know, since the Emancipation Proclamation, everything after that, no one touched civil rights. LBJ was in office for 8 months before his reelection. And I would say the single greatest thing for America since the Emancipation Proclamation was the Civil Rights Act. And I think when you see that, how hard he worked for that, how he utilized every muscle he had in the Senate to push it through, it's extremely admirable. And the way he and Dr. King worked together, it was it was like a symphony. It was beautiful. It was beautiful to see. It was beautiful to see, considering our government today, we can't even elect a Supreme Court justice. I think we live right now in a very strict black or white society. It's like either you're wrong or you're right. And I think right now we need to find some gray. I won't, stop listening to you because you don't agree with me. I won't stop listening to you because you have a different opinion. We need to figure out how to compromise in our government so that all of us can win. Government is a public office. You're here to serve us.
My guest is actor Anthony Mackie. He stars as Martin Luther King Jr. in the HBO movie All the Way. It premieres on the cable network tomorrow. So I wonder how difficult it was. What was the challenge like for you to shut some of this out while you were filming this? And I ask that because there's some discord there. You're talking about a period in history in which the Voting Rights Act was one of the major achievements to Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights movement. But you're living in a time in which you have John Lewis railing against the weakening of the Voting Rights Act. You have some of the very civil rights leaders that appear in movies like this and Selma talking about how we have lost the progress they earned. How do you keep that part, the modern day reality, shut out from your look at history?
Well, you can't keep the modern day part out. I would say everything that's going on in politics now, when we were shooting this movie, fueled my passion and my desire to tell this story. It fueled me to get the words, the voice, the actions of Dr. King out there so we don't forget. America is a country that treats history just as that, history. And I think when you look at everything that, John Lewis and Dr. King and Ralph Abernathy and all these men and women achieved, you can't forget that. You can't say thanks, but we're going to move on from that. No, we have to make that a part of the conversation and a part of our daily society. It's interesting when you think about it, because just a year and a half ago, the Supreme Court gutted the Voting Rights Act. I mean, destroyed everything that they worked for. And now it's what they're doing is they're rezoning and repopulating voting brackets so they can quarantine the people into certain areas that are going to vote a certain way. So we can't, if we forget our history, then how do we move into the future?
So I wanted to ask you, Marvel is a little bit of an outlier in terms of diversity in casting. I mean, there was one moment in Civil War where I was looking on screen and you've got the Black Panther and Don Cheadle and we've got you. But that's an exception. And so for a long time, we heard from actors and people in the business that they didn't want to play slaves anymore. They didn't want every Black actor to be playing a servant or butler or slave. And now there's a little bit of rumbling that they fear Hollywood is solving the diversity problem by going back to historic characters. And I wonder how you feel about this, about reaching back in history instead of casting what would be just a normal role that could go to anyone instead of putting an African-American actor in a role like that, a rom-com.
Well, I think, you know, we're in a place now where with 12 Years a Slave doing so well, they're going to make more movies that are in television shows that are themed in that same vein. I think with Marvel, which is so great and I'm so proud to be a part of, Marvel has always had an open mind as far as what their characters look like. I mean, you don't forget Nick Fury in the comic book was written as a white man.
Oh, yeah, very white.
And they cast Sam Jackson. So this isn't something new for Marvel. It isn't, a scheme to get more people to watch the movies. Kevin Feige has surrounded himself with a very diverse group of people, and because of that, he gets a understanding of color from every aspect of culture. And I think we're very lucky. If you look at Marcus and McFeely, who write the movies, if you look at the Russo brothers, who direct the movies, you couldn't have more understanding and open-minded people in a room together to make a film. It's impossible. There's no way to get more open-minded people. And I think it reflects in the movies. I think, I'm a firm believer in creating content. Film is still a business. And if you show them where you can make money, they will finance your movie. Tyler Perry does not have a problem. Oprah does not have a problem. Denzel does not have a problem. Will Smith does not have a problem getting their movies financed. That's because they're bankable names. So what we need to do is become bankable names.
That is Anthony Mackie. He plays Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in the HBO biopic All the Way. It premieres this Saturday. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you.